This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver is trying to fill a budget hole of $250 million. That means mass layoffs are likely coming. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the city just changed the rules on how it can let workers go.
Here's how layoffs used to go. If you'd worked for the city longer, you had greater protections. But Mayor Mike Johnston is celebrating a shift to what city officials are calling a merit-based system. Performance reviews, skills, and other criteria are now weighed alongside years of service. Attorneys caution the city the change might leave it open to lawsuits, since the new rules could allow implicit bias to inform layoff decisions. The shift has galvanized unions, and longtime city workers are lawyering up. The scope of the coming layoffs, likely starting in August, is still unknown. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado Springs Police Department has partnered with the 998 Colorado Mental Health Hotline. Dispatchers with 911 can transfer calls experiencing a non-emergent health crisis to the 998 line, where a mental health professional can take over the call. CSPD spokeswoman Caitlin Ford says this can be an alternative to sending a police officer.
Maybe you just don't want to interact with the police department, which is fine. 988 will be able to provide you those resources.
She says the partnership also connects people with 988 who may be unaware of the resource. And again, that number is 988. Several counties, including Eagle, Summit, Garfield, Pitkin, Mesa, Montrose, Ouray, and Gunnison, remain under Stage 1 fire restrictions.